to the Mandalore School Podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Manologue School Podcast. This week, our podcasters have been very busy readying some fascinating pieces for you, with tons of information and recommendations too. Plus, we hear from one of the recent additions to the Manologue staff, one of our new PE teachers, Mr. Clark. Starting us off this week, we have Layla and Emmy. Last week, they introduced the new teachers at Manologue, and this week, they wanted to talk about the new classes.
My name is Layla.
My name is Emmy.
We hope you enjoy. Today we are going to talk about the new classes at Manor Lodge.
Everyone started the new class in September.
Two of the classrooms, 3R and 4C, have been refurbished over the summer and look very fancy.
This year we also have a fourth reception class, so 2R has moved to be nearer the rest of year 2.
We hope everyone has settled in and enjoyed their new classrooms.
Thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed.
Layla and Emmy were also lucky enough to go on a recent trip to Celtic Harmony with the rest of Year 3. So here they are, along with Dylan, Sonia and Erin, to tell us all about it.
Hi, my name is Erin.
I am Dylan.
I'm Sonia.
And my name is Layla.
Today we are going to talk about Year 3's recent trip to Celtic Harmony.
Celtic Harmony was a really fun trip. Here are a few things we learnt and enjoyed.
So in Celtic times, they made round houses to live in.
During the visit, we made bracelets that they had.
The dyes they used even had urine in them.
Ew!
In the round houses, they had fires and fur.
In the morning, kids woke up to make dye.
You may be thinking, how did they make bread? Well, they had big stones to grind wheat.
And they put it in a wooden bowl to make dough.
We made dough balls. It was very messy.
The Celts were famous for fighting the Romans.
We had a great trip and are really enjoying this topic.
Thank you for listening.
Next up, we have Anand and Kobe in Year 5 who have been researching the biggest houses in the world.
Hi, I am Anand.
Hi, I am Kobe. These are the 5 biggest houses in the world.
First is Antilia in Mumbai, India, which is 400,000 square feet. It's a skyscraper in the city with a height of 173 metres. It has 3 helipads, a 168-car garage, a ballroom, 9 high-speed elevators, a 50-seat theatre, a swimming pool, a spa, a health centre, a temple, and lots of luxury bathrooms, plus more.
Second is Istana Nuri Imran Palace in Brunei, which is 2,152,782 square feet. This house is worth $1.5 billion and was completed in 1984. It has 1,788 rooms, which is split in 257 bathrooms, a banquet hall to accommodate up to 5,000 guests, a stable which has 200 polo ponies and 5 swimming pools, plus much more.
Third is Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. It is 175,000 square feet, which is more than 4 acres of floor space. It has 250 rooms, which includes 35 bedrooms and 43 bathrooms. It has 8,000 acres of grounds and shopping, dining and luxury accommodations. It officially opened on Christmas Eve 1895.
Now the fourth is a well-known house, Buckingham Palace. It is 828,000 square foot. There are 775 rooms, which are 240 bedrooms, 78 bathrooms, 94 offices, and that's very famous balcony, plus lots of other rooms. It is worth $4.9 billion.
And finally, the Safra Mansion in Brazil. The Safra Mansion is an enormous 117,000 square feet estate, boasting no less than 130 rooms, indoor and outdoor pools, and it is surrounded by a high wall.
These are the 5 biggest houses in the world. I hope you enjoyed our part of the podcast. Bye.
Wow, amazing boys, and I thought Manor Lodge was big. Now, top fives and top tens certainly seem to be a very popular idea this week. So here's Harry with the next rundown of the top 10 most popular instruments in the world.
10 most popular instruments in the world. Number 1. The most popular instrument in the world is a guitar. Guitars are the most popular instrument. They are strings. Number 2. Piano. Piano is a percussion instrument. Number 3. Violin. Violin is a string instrument. Number 4. Drum kit. Drum kit is a percussion instrument. Number 5. Bass guitar. Bass guitar is a string instrument. Number 6. Flute. Flute is a woodwind instrument. Number 8. Clarinet. Clarinet is a woodwind instrument. Number 9. Trumpet. Trumpet is a brass instrument. And number 10. Harp. Harp is a string instrument.
Continuing with our rundown theme, next we have a list that was very difficult to narrow down. But James, Louis and Oba have done their best to pick out their top 10 favourite apps.
Today, me, Louis and Oba are doing top 10 favourite apps. At number 10, we have GarageBand. It's a really fun music making app. We also use this for the podcast.
At number 9, it's Duolingo. It's a fun language learning app and it helps remind you to learn useful languages that you may need while you're on holiday.
Our next pick is Balloons. It's a fun tower defense game where you need to place monkeys to pop the balloons. Really fun when you're a little bored.
At number 7, we have Tetris, a puzzle game for the brilliant minds if you want a bit of a challenge.
At number 5, we have CapCut, a really fun editing software for all your editing needs.
At number 4, we have Jetpack Joyride, infinite laboratory full of flying, cool inventions and awesomeness.
At number 3, we have Roblox. It's a great game where loads of people can create their own mini games for other people to play.
At number 2, we have YouTube. YouTube is where you can create stuff to watch and for people to watch, and you can watch whatever you want to. Really cool.
And our number 1 pick is Incredibox. Unfortunately, to get the full version of this one, you have to pay some money. But there is a free web version. It's a really fun way to learn music, and it has a bit of a puzzle involved, giving you neat little videos with your songs. Amazing. And in fact, I think we used this one for the intro of today's podcast.
Thank you very much for listening.
Some excellent recommendations in there, boys, but we can't forget Timetable Rockstars as well, of course. Our final dose of info on this week's podcast comes from Erin, who has found some interesting dinosaur facts.
I have some fascinating dino facts for you. Fact number 1. Would you believe it? Spinosaurus was bigger than Tyrannosaurus Rex. Fact number 2. Paleontologists once called Diplodocus Louise. Fact number 3. Microraptor was only 3 feet tall and a link to birds. Fact number 4. Have you ever heard of Barosaurus? Of course you haven't. Its skeleton is missing. Fact number 5. Dilophosaurus spat go that caused blindness and paralysation and was 23 feet tall. So watch out. I hope you enjoyed my dino facts.
Last but by no means least, we have our teacher interview. This week, Louis, Ober and James caught up with Mr. Clark to talk all things PE and a whole lot more.
Hello. Today, me, Louis and James are here to interview the school's very own PE teacher, Mr. Clark.
Hello.
Okay, what new things do you plan to bring to this world?
Oh, that's a very in-depth question. Obviously, being a PE and games teacher, I quite like all sports. Some people like to specialise in certain sports, but I like every single sport. So as the seasons go, I'd like to make sure that every single sport is done to a high standard and that every child is enjoying sport. So let's say, for example, don't play much hockey. They get to play some hockey here. Hopefully they go away thinking, I really, really enjoyed hockey. I want to carry on playing hockey after I leave school.
Okay.
What is your favourite sport?
That's a good question. I actually get that question quite a lot. Obviously being a PE teacher, it's actually changed as I've got older. So when I was your sort of age or a bit younger, I quite liked football, and then my school stopped playing football and it went to rugby, Then I went to senior school and I preferred hockey. And now that I'm getting a bit older, I quite enjoy cricket and tennis. So actually, I like all sports. And as my age has changed and my interests have changed, they've changed. So, oh, really?
Have you met any famous sports players?
I have. I went to school with a famous sports player called Ben Youngs. He's an England rugby player, the most capped England rugby player. He's a friend of mine from school. I went to school with him. I also was a gymnast and I trained with Lewis Smith, who's an Olympic medalist.
Wow.
I went to school with another rugby player called Alex Goode, who plays for Saracens. My girlfriend is currently a GB hockey player, so I live with her. There could be a couple more, but yeah.
Wow. You have met a lot of famous sports people. Why did you choose to become a PE teacher in the first place?
Passion for sport, really. When I was younger, sort of your sort of ages, there wasn't such thing as a PE teacher. Back in the day, it was more the maths teacher would come and do a bit of games, or the English teacher would come and teach your PE lessons. There wasn't a set PE structured lesson. So as I got older, I didn't really know that I wanted to be a teacher because I didn't think a PE teacher role existed. And as I moved on with life, a friend of mine actually said to me, "You'd be a fantastic PE teacher." And then knowing that it's a full-time role, I was like, why would I not do that? I enjoy working with the children. I enjoy every single sport. Just seeing them develop as well. There's no reason why I wouldn't do it.
What do you think of Manor Lodge so far?
It's interesting. It's very different. I've come from Somerset, if you know where that is. Somerset's in the southwest, which is 4 hours from here, in the green, very, very green, very, very country-based. So coming from there all the way to place like Hertfordshire, the North London, it's very different. School again, everything, all schools are very different. So it's learning that, lots of children to learn. So it's all becoming a new learning curve. So it's quite exciting as well.
What's your dream vacation?
My dream vacation? I've been quite fortunate that I've been to a lot of countries. I've travelled quite a lot of countries. So ones that I've been to, I wouldn't go back to because I'd like to try somewhere new. African safari. I'm a big animal lover. I love animals. So I'd want to go to Masai Mara in Kenya, for example, and do a safari.
I've been to Kenya. I like animals. Yeah, I think that would be quite nice. Mm. Do you have any hobbies other than sports?
Yes. Even though I'm young, I quite like birds. I'm a bit of a twitcher. I'm quite into wildlife and animals. So my two favourite things are the outdoors and sport. So when I'm not teaching, I like long walks and I like bird watching, etc., etc.
So sort of just an add-on question. So you say you like sport and animals, but what about greyhound racing? Because sometimes that's illegal, but it's a mixture of sport and animals. What do you think about that?
That's a good question. I have actually been greyhound racing, and
did you like dress up as a greyhound or did you watch it?
Did I dress up as a greyhound?
And did do the race or did you do the horse?
I watched it. What did I think to it? Not really my sort of thing, actually. Even horse racing, even though I like the outside in the country and I don't mind horses, horse racing and those sort of things, it's a gambling environment, which isn't me. I'm not a gambling person. So dog racing, I didn't really think too much about it, to be fair, give or take.
Fair enough.
Where are you from?
I'm from Cambridge, so actually not too far from here. I was born and bred in Cambridge, went to prep school in Cambridge. Then I went to boarding school in Norfolk, which also is not too far. And then did bits and bobs in Cambridge before I went down to Somerset. So I'm not far from here, I'm a Cambridge boy.
We've learned a lot about you. Thank you for coming down.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, chaps.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to Mr. Clark for giving up his time, and thank you all for listening as well. Well done to all the children for some great contributions for this episode. Our musical contribution for the intro this week came from James, where he used Incredibox, one of those recommended apps from earlier. And we close the show this week with a recording from Anand. Here he is playing Toccata in G minor on the piano. Thank you.
for listening to the Manor Lodge School Podcast.